Hey, Dr. Bergman, how's it going?
Really, really good. Oh my God. Okay. I can see you. I can hear you.
Okay. Last time was a bit wonky, wasn't it?
A bit.
A little bit. Oh my God. Yeah.
That's buddy, hilarious. And I've got the questions halfway done through April. So everything's
nice.
Yeah. And I'll finish the rest of them probably next week.
Nice. And then you just pass them on to Tank. Is that right?
I'm just loading them up to Vimeo.
Oh, cool. Cool. That's awesome.
And I think he's on it. Oh my God. He's doing a hell of a lot of work.
Oh my God.
Okay. Have you gotten into TikTok yet?
I haven't. I've heard great things about it. Have you?
I've heard horrible things about it.
Yeah.
But I've been told by like,
it's great.
Yeah. I've been told by the marketing guy in Mexico and the, you know, so I'm doing a whole bunch of 1 to 3 minute videos.
Okay.
That are a big freaking challenge. Okay. So you've got 1 minute to explain the cause and solution of fibromyalgia. Go. Wow. I know it's like deer in the headlights. It's like, holy, you know, 1 minute on cancer, go for it. Okay.
Oh my gosh. How are you going to do that?
Honestly, do you remember the Australian guy that was selling like Mop-O-Matic or something?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Wow. So have you started using it?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, the stuff that we're doing, we've increased 30,000 subscribers in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That's
yeah, we're awesome. Last time I checked, like 85,000 people. So, but I mean, when I go on TikTok, I'm looking at twerking. I'm looking at stuff that doesn't make any sense at all.
It's crazy, right? It's what totally crazy.
Who's going to be listening to health? I'm going to go to TikTok for some health information.
I know. It makes no sense. But you know what? I figure if we can use their evil cabal against them, why not, right?
Yes, brother. I like that. I like that kind of badass attitude. Hey, how the kids?
Kids are doing great. They are opening up some kind of egg right now that's like a clay egg with dinosaurs in it. They just had their fourth birthday party last night. So they are just, they're romping and rolling. Yeah. How's Mike doing?
I just got off the phone with him. There's a way to build a flat, hard surface by using old tires.
Okay.
You got to cut the rim out and then pack it with gravel and stuff. And he's hundreds of tires, building a massive wall to hold back this. I mean, he's going to have a lumber mill there.
Oh my goodness. Gee, and Christmas. Wow. He is just nonstop, that guy. I love him.
Yeah, give him a shovel and a pick and I'll build you a pad.
Oh my gosh. All right. So let me put you to co-host here. There we go. Make
good.
A co-host. So you have all power.
God, that's what I live for, man.
Who doesn't these days, right?
So I can mute anyone.
you sound like Biden or Kamala Harris. I can censor anybody.
Well, together we're going to come up with a solution together. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Well, there we go.
It's an exciting time we're living in.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I think you're co-host. So, and I have the chat open. So I think you're good, Doc.
Buddy, I sure am. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, man. And I'll see you later. Have fun on your son's birthday month.
We will. Definitely. Definitely. All right, Doc. Have a great one, my friend.
Okay. Give Kate a hug.
I will. Thank you.
Good. So, good morning, everyone. Okay. So, if nobody has a question yet, I got to tell you, if you've ever tried TikTok, it is so irritating to watch, but we're actually doing a bunch of videos on it. So, you know, it's not just a bunch of twerking. Jim.
John.
Yes, sir, brother. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing today?
Any day on the water is a good day.
There you go. Hey, bud, a couple quick questions on here. I've had a problem for quite a while, and a lot of people that I know are doing the same issues, especially a good friend of mine that happens to hurt even when she's sleeping. I get just any little bump or brushing up against my arms, it's like blood comes to the skin real easy. It's not, I guess it's considered a bruise, but it doesn't, it's not your normal bruising. And the skin will tear real easy, anywhere from the elbow down to on the back of my hand area. And it's just blood red
under. Yep.
Can you tell me what that is and what I can do? It's horrible, and skin, it scars up like crazy too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty super common problem and an easy fix.
That's what I like to hear.
Okay. I think I'll tell you. Shush. Okay. Yeah. This, I don't know if you can see if that little creature's barking. Bella, it's okay. It's a tissue production problem. So that means that when you're building your body, and we're always rebuilding it. So, you know, skin's brand new every 28 days. You're looking at blood is brand new every 120 days. And this is why I got a lot of hope when I see, you know, blood analysis from people who've gotten the COVID shot, that they're probably going to live. That's a plus. So it means that you're producing less stomach acid because you're only getting the amino acids from the proteins. And this is why the juicing, blending, plant proteins mixed in with your smoothies, that's going to give you more of the building products. And then look at when your body regenerates. Look at deep sleep. So use our sleep restriction therapy. It sounds kind of weird that you would have to journal, read a paper book, put nightshades on, go to bed at the exact same time. So your body gets into a natural circadian rhythm, because that sleep pattern is huge. Your kidneys don't increase production at night. So people that get up like 2-3 times at night are they're just being sucked into the pit of hell, because sleep is when your body is regenerative. So changing the sleep patterns, adding more protein and stuff to the smoothies, and look at emotional health too. You know, we talk about physical, chemical, emotional.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going the other way. I'm going chemical, emotional, physical. Because it is that. So you got to add a little bit more plant proteins to the smoothies. Bone broth is going to be fantastic, but you're probably already, your diet's pretty good. And so it's really the tissue production occurs at night and low stomach acid. If it's severe cases, you might want to do bentane hydrochloric acid just for like a month. And then that increases the acid and it'll give you the raw materials. And then move as much as you can and get that blood flowing. Hot and cold showers, which suck. But you know how cold showers are really uncomfortable? You can get the same stimulus from doing super, super hot showers. Okay. Oh. So, you know, just massive heat will rush blood to the outside. Cold, that'll get a vasoconstriction. So, you know, in the wintertime, get out where it's, you know, cold, hot on your body. The cold showers are good. Like, you know, hot bath, cold bath. And that stimulates blood flow and everything else.
Great. That's cool. All right. Well, my cousin just went into the hospital here about a couple of weeks ago. He had fluid around his heart and in the sac. And they were saying something about possibly like his heart rhythms. They had a monitor on him and all that, and inflammation in there and all that. What?
Shit. Did he get the COVID shot?
They didn't do it. He didn't let him.
Oh, good.
And he hasn't, no.
Okay, yeah, because that's called pericarditis. Okay, and there's fluid around the heart. It's really, really dangerous. Right. He's going to have a structural problem. He's going to have loss of curve in the neck. The heart has two nerve supplies in the base of the skull and the top of the thoracic area.
Right.
So he's going to have an issue with both. And he also, that's a tissue production problem, because fluid, you have a closed system where all the vein, fluid's enclosed inside of an artery, capillary, something. There's interstitial fluid, which is about the same amount as plasma. But if you're getting a fluid around there, it means tissue integrity. And this is where fluid comes into the lungs, fluid around the heart, fluid around, you know, swelling around the ankles. Those are all tissue production. And so he's going to have the same thing, physical, chemical, emotional. the moron doctors are going to be, they're going to be looking for a heart function, do a mechanical intervention. They're going to be looking for things that just don't make any sense. Yeah, because that's not the causative factor.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
They
run over.
Have no idea.
Yeah, yeah. Bring him. You know, a protein smoothie with healthy fats. Have him do deep diaphragmatic breathing, and have him get his butt to a chiropractor as soon as he can. One that's going to take X-rays.
No, and it was weird because I told him about that. I've told other people, and I told him what you've done and what it's done for me. And he said, "You know what? I've been having a problem in my neck here for a while anyway." And I just laughed. So that was cool.
It's weird to just know stuff, you know. But well, that's how the
listening to you all these years, you've got it brained into me.
I know, it's kind of fun. It's like there's no mysteries. There's no victimhood out there, you know.
That's true.
When I get somebody with, you know, fluid on the heart and everything else, the way to get a pattern interrupt, particularly if they're taking a lot of drugs, is you say, look, your body is responding correctly based on the stimulus, correctly.
Right.
Okay. And then it's like, huh? My doctor said something's attacking me.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to let you go. We're very interested in talking to you more about getting on the state medical board for the new California state thing. I want to talk to you more about that. It's really coming along well. There's a lot going on. So I want to get your email address again.
Okay.
I lost it.
Here it is. It's this is the private one.
Yeah.
It, well, kind of the public one, I get like 400 emails a day. The private one, I get like 50.
Okay.
It's DRB, like Dr. B, at DR. johnbergman.com. Yeah, my son set it up so that I could remember it.
Yeah, at what now?
at .com. Oh, at drjohnbergman.com. drjohnbergman.com.
Gotcha. Cool. And MedBeds, have you heard of MedBeds?
Oh, yeah. They're cool.
They're starting to amp them up in production. And that's something somebody should think about, because there's going to be a whole shift in the whole medical thing, which we'll talk to you more about later.
Oh, yeah. But that's the future of medicine.
It is.
Or the future, not the future of medicine, the future of healthcare. We're going from a chemical-based alteration of symptoms to tissue regeneration.
Right. But a lot sooner than everybody believes. It's just unbelievable. I'll tell you more about it later.
Cool, man. Okay.
It's awesome. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Got to go to church. Talk to you later.
See you, brother. Barbara G. Barbara G, my dear. Hi.
I just wanted to ask you if there is any way to regenerate macular degeneration.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to look.
I was diagnosed with it a long, long time ago. And I've never had any changes since that time until just very recently. And I can see that it's not just in the one spot. It's moved as an additional place where it's not good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you figure it's going to be really, really common today, because a lot of times we're not moving our eyes. And you've got fluid inside of the eyes that's called vitreous humor. That's always being produced. And so we're staring at a computer screen. We're staring at a TV. You know, we're not moving our eyeballs all around. So look at the health of the blood is key. And look at how you regenerate your body. So if you have 2 to 3 good bowel movements a day, fantastic. Uh-huh. That means there's going to be some kind of metabolic process. But you've got to start getting like bone broth, juicing, blending, because that's going to pre-digest it. Look at vasodilators, like cayenne supplements with each meal. Now that opens up the blood vessels. It's a vasodilator. It's also a bronchodilator. So once you get the blood healthy, then let's work it. So now if I asked you what I want to build up my arm, okay, what are you going to tell me? I got to use it, right?
More often.
Okay. You know, so let's talk basic stuff. So keep your head straight and picture a clock, but this is going to hurt. Okay. So when you're looking at it, you look up to 12 o'clock as hard as you can, look down to 6 o'clock as hard as you can, then up to 1 o'clock, then over to 6, 7 o'clock. Okay. And go around the whole clock as hard. Just try it right now. Try it right now. Just look at 12 as hard as you can. And when I say hard, it hurts. And then look down to 6 as hard as you can. It hurts. Then look at 1 o'clock. Okay. It hurts. Okay. Do that at least go around the whole clock a couple of times and then do it 3-4 times a day. And you're going to start to see that you're going to increase and decrease the pressure. That's going to help the blood flow to that, the area, the retina. Okay. And it's also going to help change the vitreous humor. This is also really good for floaters, and it's really good to correct nearsighted and farsighted, because when you look at the eyeball, the lens, if it focuses it right back on the dead spot of the retina, that's 20/20 vision. If the lens, because the eye is a different shape and focuses it behind it, it means you can see stuff far away, but you can't see stuff close. If the eyeball is like this, it focuses it before that, then you need glasses to see far, but you can read close. That's nearsighted.
Yeah. I mean, I have noticed that in the same period of time that I've had occasional floaters, now I have them more often. But I don't know why I didn't have any specific reason to think that, but I was thinking that over the last 2.5 years, I've just probably been sitting looking at a screen more often than I ever was before. Mm-hmm. Mostly my phone as opposed to my laptop. Yeah. So now I've been wearing, since I noticed that the macular degeneration had increased, I've been wearing these blue light glasses all the time.
Yeah, but you got to get those
improved. It's improved. Yeah, yeah. So just my eyesight generally has improved, not the macular degeneration, but so
well, you have
do the clock exercises.
Excellent. And I just want to say you've got very nice crown molding. All I'm seeing is your forehead and the ceiling. Oh, there you are. Oh, hi, my dear. Yeah. Yeah, I've run thousands of feet of crown molding, so I know crown molding. Okay, my dear. Yeah, but look at all of that. Juicing, blending, get healthy blood, change the sleep patterns, and move those eyes. If anybody is a computer worker or office worker, man, every hour do that. Keep your head straight and do the clock with your eyeball. And then that's going to reverse a lot of issues.
And you said about cayenne pepper?
Cayenne supplements with each meal. Do not take it on an empty stomach. You'll want to die, but you won't. Okay. Yeah. You got to take it with food. Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you very much.
Okay, my dear. Well, nobody's got a hand up. So if nobody has a question, I'm going to talk about tissue production. And that's the biggest thing. Under physical, chemical, emotional stress, your body gets into a stress state. And, you know, if you want to have chronic illness, chronic joint pain, if you want to have bowel disorders, if you want to have brain fog, okay, watch CNN or watch the leaders of our country. Okay, that's going to put you in a massive stress state and decrease, because your body is like running away from a tiger all the time. And so this is why we talk about prayer and meditation every day. When we talk about med beds or energy healing, I mean, that's what your body is. You're more energy. And the more you attract that positive energy in the system, the more your body is in balance, because we got to build as fast as we break down. If you break down faster than you build, that's called a lack of ease. That's called a disease. So that's what 99% of what everybody's suffering from is lack of ease. Okay. Does that make sense? I know. Okay, now, okay, so we're also, I'm going to be putting some videos. I'm going to talk to Justin later. I'm building a whole bunch of videos for this class that I have in Thailand and China for doctors and physical therapists. We're actually accredited courses. Now, this is going to be how to correct your own disc. And I've got a great film crew in Mexico. And so, like, if you have an armchair, how you can push down with the arms and you're going to decompress your own discs, how to put a water bottle or a foam piece behind you to get that done. I mean, how to correct your own neck. I mean, so many different things, so many little tricks that I've always tell my patients, but I've never actually had filmed. So this is going to be like really, really fun. So I'll send all this stuff off to Justin and hopefully we can find a spot on the site to put it. So, yeah, that's going to be kind of cool. Now, still nobody has their hand up. Okay, good. So,
can you even see me?
This,
yeah.
Huh? Okay, so
we're all just too healthy.
Well, I'm going to talk about the class because what? Oh, here it is, Shelley. What's going on, my dear? Shelly, if you're there, here, let me. Oh, hey, I just found out how to get into the chat room. Okay. Can we ask questions in the text? Yeah, now that I opened up the freaking text box. Same question. Okay, here's one. A friend can no longer walk barefooted on the ground without pain due to coming off the high bar at gymnastics and landing on her toes on the mat as a kid years ago. It's like pins, she said. Is there any solution for this? Oh, heck yeah. For one, coming off the high bar on the toes, it hurt her foot. How do you think she was walking after that? Not exactly well. And she might have been walking crooked for a while. Now, that's going to lead to pelvis issues. And the pelvis houses half the autonomic nervous system. So the rest, digestive repair is going to be limited with her for a long time. Plus, when you look at her foot, her big toe is going to be leaning towards the other toes. And her foot is starting to flatten out because the foot itself is a spring. In that spring, you've got four arches, two running lengthways, two running crossways. And it's those muscles keep that spring. Now there's a band of tissue on the bottom called fascia, and it's on the plantar surface, so they call it plantar fascia. Now when that foot flattens out because of the compromised nerve supply to the foot, that's when you have the pain and that burning electrical sharp shooting. That's all of those symptoms there. So she's got to stabilize her pelvis, have her look at her pelvic health video. In the pelvic health video, we talk about rehabbing the foot, the calf, the knees, because you can't fix the pelvis unless you're going to fix the entire structure. And you're not going to fix the foot unless you fix the nerves that supply it and change the entire gait. So this gal's got a hell of a lot more stuff going on than just a foot injury from gymnastics. She's going to be in a stress state for a while, and all this stuff can be fixed. So the same thing, tell her physical, chemical, emotional stress. She's got to get checked by a corrective chiropractor. She's going to have poor sleep patterns, I'll bet you. And then she can get the foot healthy. But if I give you foot exercises, like to stretch or have her walk barefoot in the grass, she could do that. But think of this. With compromised nerve supply to the foot, it's like having a tourniquet on your arm, okay? And then saying, okay, go work it out. And that would never work. So she's got to fix the body from the ground up. iPhone 11 Pro.
Would that be me?
I don't know your name. I think so, because that's what it looks like. Who?
Judy.
Judy. That's okay, dear. I don't know how to change the name on my phone either.
I'm having a really bad connection, so I hope I don't lose you. I'm out in the camping park here. But I have just had x-rays done on my hips because I can't walk anymore without a cane. It's so painful. And I have two replacement knees, and my knees are both, they're like swollen. And they told me I have advanced arthritis in both hips. They want to see if they can extend my life a little longer, my life without new hips a little longer, by giving me something they said like was an X-ray steroid injection thing done under X-ray or something.
I know it's barbaric. What they're trying to do is shrink the swelling. The steroid injections that they do literally destroy the joint cartilage. Knowing that both knees have been replaced, that means that your gait has been off. You only have partially a hip problem, partially. So like sitting in a chair, if you can open your legs up as wide as you can, you're going to see the pelvis is part of it. So
do that.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get the hips better. Okay.
Okay.
But knowing that the both knees have been replaced, it means that this pelvis has been off for a while. That means there's going to be some disc injuries in the low back. So just like we were talking about regenerating the feet, we got to regenerate the knees or the hips. Now, one of the things you can do.
Back.
You what?
I have 7 fusions in my back.
Yeah, that would be a contributing factor, my dear. Okay, next time somebody approaches you with a knife, and they usually have a mask and a white jacket, they're called surgeons. Okay, go the other way. Okay, so let's fix it mechanically. We got to stabilize the pelvis, because your pelvis, when we take an X-ray of that, dear, it's going to be inflamed like you can't believe. Sitting with your legs out wide will help approximate it, but we need to get you. What part of the world do you live in?
I'm in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody up there, but you know, get that list of 7 questions and start calling around. We need to find somebody that's good at working at post-surgery cases, because you're going to have a problem in the neck. You're going to have a problem in the thoracic area and the fusions. We need to bend you to what, dear?
I said I do have a severe problem in my neck as well. They did X-rays of that at Mayo and said it's bad.
Yeah, but these are barbarians, dear. Okay, they're like the worst TV commercial you can imagine. They had one years ago that a termite inspector would come to your home and say, no, I just tell you you have termites. I'm not going to tell you how to get rid of them. So these guys are just going to say, yeah, you got degeneration. I'm just not going to tell you how to fix it. Okay, because we can't fix it with a chemical or a shot or a surgery. That doesn't regenerate the tissue. Okay, it's a foolish approach. An X-ray is one thing. A stress X-ray where you're bending those joints is a completely different world.
Okay.
And then if you have, because that'll tell you what's working and what's not working. Even with 7 fusions in the low back, I would have you standing up, take a picture, bend to one side, take another picture of the low back, bend to the other side, take another picture. Now you're probably only going to be bending like this. It doesn't matter. You give it a little bit of movement at any joint, and by God, that joint will regenerate.
Thank God.
That's why when we look at one of the 7 questions is, do you work with post-surgery patients? Because if you have one surgery, you have a 70% failure rate within 5 years. If you have 2 fusions, okay, it's an 80% failure rate in like 3 years. 3 fusions, you're looking at 100% failure rate. It never works.
Okay. So yeah. I said, trying to widen my legs.
Yeah. And that will feel better. No, to approximate the pelvis, because it's just going to feel better.
Oh, okay.
And then at nighttime, anytime that hip hurts, we want to increase inflammation. Increase inflammation. So yeah, you get hot
muscle cramps in my thighs that I can't stand in the middle of the night. You know,
I know that, okay, because you're in a stress state. You're not producing enough stomach acid. You're not going to be absorbing minerals. Yeah. Yeah, dear, you're living in a beautiful part of the world, by the way. I love your background. That's pretty enough to be a screensaver here. Okay, but put moist heat on that hip. A moist, damp cloth and a wide awake, hot water bottle. If you got a hot water bottle, cover it with a wet cloth, because a hot water bottle is actually dry heat. You need moist heat to penetrate. Okay. That's going to help it. But we've got to get the x-rays of you. And when you get this, Justin has a list of the x-rays we need. When you have a list of those, and we get the x-rays, send them over to me. Okay. And I'll work with any chiropractor. But look at our pelvic health video too, because you're going to find out, you're going to be sitting with a water bottle, not a square one, but a round one, at the bottom of the elbow, bottom of this, and you start sitting with it like that. Okay, that's going to start to feel better in the upper back, the neck area, everything, because it's going to reposition the thoracic area. Hun,
okay.
We're going to get you better.
Thank you. Can you briefly just tell me three points I got to do here? Is the sitting to just so I don't.
Number one, look at that pelvic health video.
Pelvic health. And that's on where? Is that on your site, Dr. B?
It should be on Extreme Health Academy. If not, it's probably still going to be on YouTube unless they kick me off yet.
Okay. I was on Extreme Health, but then I lost it. You know, it was like all of a sudden, I think that you guys got shut down or something. And I,
That was in February. And then we got everything back up again.
Oh, okay. So I'll have to go back there and see. The pelvic one from Extreme Health. Okay.
Yeah. Justin's a dangerous man. His information can actually change the world for the positive.
Yeah, that's he's why a good guy.
He needs to be censored.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah. But look at, you got to change your sleep patterns because you're not sleeping good. You got to increase your minerals because you got low stomach acid. Okay. And with minerals, then you're going to be able to utilize the vitamins. So do the juicing and the blending. Bone broth. Those are all going to pre-digest the food so you can get the nutrients in the system. You're going to be putting moist heat on those pelvis. When you're sitting, you're going to be sitting with that water bottle at the bottom of the elbow is the bottom of the bottle. So it's right at the junction of the rib cage and low back. Why is that important? Because the rib cage and low back, those nerves, that's around L1, L2, those supply the hip. Okay. So the hips had altered mechanics from the knee operation and the damage, and altered mechanics from an unstable pelvis and altered mechanics from the multiple surgeries. So we're going to start to correct that now. Okay. And I mean today.
Okay. So I have to find a chiropractor that's going to do these stress x-rays.
Yeah. We got a list of seven questions that chiropractor's only got to say yes to five of them. And if you find them, I'll set up a no charge consult. You, me, and the chiropractor get together and I'll walk them through on how to get you better.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, my dear.
Let you go on to the other people on there. Thank you very much.
Okay. Marv.
Dr. Bergman, my brother in Liberty. Good to see
you. Yes, man. Really good to see you. How you doing, man?
Ups and downs like a roller coaster. I'm on my 30th visit with my great chiropractor, but there's some things he just can't skirt. I watched your recent video with Dr. Zulia, I think, Bjorn and Aryan. Do I recall those names?
Oh,
right?
Yes.
The red light therapy?
I watched
the previous one with Aryan as well, when he was, you're interviewing him directly. Anyway, much like Fox Mulder and X-Files, who had a poster in his office saying, I want to believe. Well, I'm excited because I truly want to believe, but here's my experience. After about 10 weeks of almost daily multiple exposure to a $200 near infrared invisible light machine, I got no changes, no improvements. Nothing like the glowing reports of people supposedly have, you know, they're in the back of the books and online, whatever, being cured in three times with eye vision issues, headaches, pain gone, things like that. Nothing. What's your experience?
Are you using the flex beam or
no,
some other light therapy?
The flex beam at this moment would take me at least 3 months to save up to get it. The machine I'm using is around $200 off of Amazon. I know it's not the best out there, but what are your patient experiences? What have you seen?
Well, I actually got four of them now, and I'm giving them to different patients to see how they're working. Okay. And I've seen great results, but also I've been working with a lot of different lights. Like one of them is called a Juve light, and that's ultraviolet and infrared together. And that's completely different. It's like the flex beam. They generate a tremendous amount of heat because they're putting a lot of energy into the body. So every one of those things has to have a fan that's going all the time. So if the Amazon light, if it doesn't have a fan to try and cool it off all the time, it might not, the intensity might not be there.
But I upgraded once. I felt that was an issue. It's got a fan in it. I mean, hey, it's probably not the fanciest one out there. It's not a flex beam, that's for sure. On the flex beam, does it have infrared and visible red at the same time?
I don't know. I haven't looked into the LED sequencing.
When you are showing it on your videos, it just looks red. I can see red. When I turn this near infrared on, you don't really see it until I turn the red on. I just wondered.
Yeah. That one's probably ultraviolet and infrared, your unit. This one has not just a red frequency, it's got another frequency in there. Because frequency gives you that color. And that frequency has different effects on different tissue. So it's really looking at penetration. Okay, that's huge. And frequency. And so it might not be, you know, up to par, but man, I've seen some great results with it. And I'm talking joint, not really joint regeneration, because a lot of times, like, you could put it on tissue and it will increase the metabolic response of that tissue. If that tissue has compromised blood supply or nerve supply, you're not going to get the results. But since people have poor blood flow because they're generally not real active, if they've had joint problems or any kind of organ dysfunction, you're not going to be moving a whole bunch. So this thing increases the metabolism. So the more you move a joint, the healthier the joint. And the more damage the joint, the less you move the joint. And so this is why just a hot pack on a damaged joint will help. And since these are deep heat modalities, they're going to actually rush blood to the area and increase the metabolic response, just like a hot pack would. What I like about the flex beam is it's got three different settings, where it's a light intensity for skin issues, a deeper intensity for, you know, calves or things, and then a real deep one for organs and deep joints. So it's I like that.
Well, eventually I probably need to get the flex beam, but that's still down the road. I'm gonna keep on using the machine I have, and I really, really want to believe and get some relief and see changes, so I can also say, yeah, wow, it's like it really works. I do believe it works. Just that maybe, again, even though I upgraded, this machine is not where it's at. Anyway, health-wise, in the last 2 months, I've been having real, like I said, a roller coaster ride. Oh, I still think that a number of my health problems are stealth infections from the teeth. Please keep promoting to get rid of the amalgams and root canals and things like that. I still believe that a lot of this stems from issues orally. I do believe that. Mm-hmm. Keep promoting that too.
And what I want you to try is get like either a microwavable seed bag or hot water bottle with a damp cloth, direct moist heat on the area that you're using the light on.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that's going to have a similar effect, because moist heat penetrates 2 inches, and you want deep, intense, where it's like so hot you got to turn it over, okay, for about 3 to 4 minutes on whatever area that you're going to use the light on, and you're going to have a similar effect.
I will try that. I used to have one filled with beans, a bag, but it just fell apart. I'll get another one. I will do it. Well, that brings you to the next question. Here's the two issues I've been having, and it's really been rough the last month. Headaches. I've got one right now. I wake up with them. I go to sleep with them. Aspirin doesn't help. magnesium chloride on the neck muscles, which are just locked up. Magnesium chloride helps, but it seems to go away hours later by itself. So I've got headaches tied with the neck muscles. That's my question to you. What can I do about those neck muscles that are locked up?
Okay, good. They're tight for a reason. The muscles that you have back there, they're not under conscious control. Now, one, is the pain over one eye in the front or the back of the head?
It's behind the eyes all the way to the sinuses.
Okay, good. Then what I want you to do right now, and this is going to be diagnostic as well as therapeutic, one hand behind the head, one hand in front of the head, and squeeze it together. Now, does that change the symptoms at all? Better, worse, whatever?
It's hard to tell right now, but I said I have a slight headache now. I'll try that when I have a severe one.
Okay.
I mean, it's making me feel very ill. It's a very strong migraine-type headache, but I know it. Go ahead.
So this is what you're going to do, because this would diagnose if it's sinuses. Okay, so the sinuses are going to be a contributing factor because the teeth are going to create histamines, a histamine response, and that's going to cause all the mucous membranes to swell up. The tight muscles are because there's a neck problem. Now, so is your chiropractor using ultrasound or muscle stim?
He is actually, I asked him about that. I was trying to talk him into it, and he says, well, it's not at his budget yet. He knows what he's doing. He's almost paying this TOS of mine. But he recently, and I've had four treatments, maybe five, with a professional level laser, invisible laser, to work a cold laser to work on T1, T2, T4, and he's been when I walk in, my neck muscles he recognizes right away are in spasm, and he treats them, but I've been only seeing him every 2 weeks. I'm going to increase my visits every
week. I would definitely not recommend that. Absolutely not. Okay. Those neck muscles are fixing the problem. Now, you've got cerebral spinal fluid produced inside of the brain. If that neck is forward or off to the side, that fluid can't flow. You can fix those neck muscles in 3 seconds. Put your elbows on a counter, lift your chin up. So you're not using the strength of the muscles. You're just using a passive. Instantly, those muscles are relaxed. Instantly, they'll relax. They cannot be in spasm like this because you're shortening it. Okay, it's like passively lifting your arm and then try and spasm out your arm. You can't do that. So this, you're going to lift up. Then you're going to nasal diaphragmatic breathe. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Now that's going to allow the cerebral spinal fluid to drain. It's going to relax those muscles instantly. All the muscles that support the base of the head stop at T1, T2. Okay, right in that top upper thoracic area. So this is going to relax all of that completely. Then when you're sitting, realize that when you're sitting and your head's forward, you're making the problem worse. One of the chronic classic things that people do is they'll go in to try and rub the muscles. Well, for every 1 inch that head's forward, the pressure doubles. And if you're putting your head forward to rub the muscles, you're spasming out the muscles and you're rubbing them. I mean, it ain't going to fix it at all.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that will fix it. But he's got to do straight. If you got 30 adjustments, have him take a second x-ray to see that.
I sent to you a month or two ago. That was my second x-rays.
Did it show some structural changes?
Some improvement, yes. I did have the very first x-rays 30 visits ago, I had a problem with C3.
Okay.
I sent you the x-rays to your email, and you actually reviewed them. Was it last month, month before? Yeah, that was a follow-up x-rays, and you said to get some stress x-rays, which I talked to the chiropractor, and he says that machine is out of his budget too.
No, it's a standard x-ray machine.
Well, no, the stress x-rays.
Yeah.
Isn't that a special machine?
No, it's the same x-ray. If you're getting an x-ray, you're using the same machine.
Okay.
It's here's a normal x-ray. Here's a stress x-ray. You're actually stressing out the body. It's the same x-ray.
Okay. I understand now. I thought it was something in motion. that it took a video.
No, that's it's really pretty and bells and whistles, but it really didn't show a heck of a lot more than a stress x-ray.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will talk to him again. I'm going to see him Thursday.
Okay. Yeah. And have him get you a deno roll. Okay. Or a posture pump. Okay.
What is that?
A deno roll is like a funky shape thing made by chiropractic biophysics. These guys are really good biomechanics. That costs around $40 that you're going to lay on, and you're going to deep breathe while you're on it. It's going to start to restore the curve because that's going to relax the muscles as well. And that's going to decrease the pressure on the sinuses. And while you're on all of this stuff, your nasal diaphragmatic breathing, or a posture pump, which is a pump that does it has a balloon back here that does an elliptoid decompression. So when you're getting that curve back, it's putting pressure here, 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 all the way along to hydrate those discs in the neck. And that's something you're going to do 20 minutes every day, and then you're not going to have an issue at all.
I've said it 100 times to myself already. I wish I lived next door to your clinic. I really do.
Oh, buddy, it's so. What part of the world do you live in again?
Georgia. I'm a Georgia boy now. I left New York to stand 32 years ago.
I like Georgia. I've been there a couple of places.
Yeah, every place but Atlanta. final issue. This is what I actually signed up 2 weeks ago to go to a brand new pair of doctors. I was feeling really, really nauseated and sick. All over, all my organs, the upper chest, everything. Went signed up with two doctors, and after filling out all the paperwork, I was asked to wear a face diaper, which I said, I can't longer than 3 minutes, and I know they're dangerous. I know it, that I truly can't. And then the receptionist, she was nice to me. She asked if I had, and this is my term, the death shot. I said, well, no, I'm fully in, yeah, informed consent to me means fully informed, which I am, and I do not consent. She says, well, the doctors won't see you then. I was wondering if I was bleeding out on the floor, if they would toss me out. So I had to go to the urgent care, who that nurse practitioner gave me some kind of smoothie concoction. It didn't taste very good, but it relaxed the stomach for 2 days. I got the hiatal hernia for 4 years already, as I shared before, and it's been pushing up like crazy. I mean, it's mad nasty now, this hiatal hernia, and relaxes when it wants to. I don't know what to do.
Have you done that exercise where you make a fist on the left and that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, not professionally, but yes, I have.
Okay. Are you sitting with that water bottle behind you? Because that's going to, we're looking at the insertion of the diaphragm. The hiatal hernia has to do with the nerve to the diaphragm.
Is the diaphragm like a rubber band all the way around or just in the front?
It is a big, flat, wide, thick muscle. And so it's a muscle. It's not a band. So when you breathe in, it comes down. You blow out, it comes in. That's why diaphragmatic breathing is going to build that muscle and make the integrity of it because the esophagus pierces it. Okay, and if that muscle gets weak, then the esophagus connects up to the stomach, then the stomach goes up inside of the pulmonary cavity. And then that's the hiatal hernia. That's why it hurts really, really bad.
Well,
and you're going to draw it down.
It's causing havoc with all other organs, including when it's pushing up, I'm getting heart arrhythmia.
Brother, you've got to do the diaphragmatic breathing and sit with that foam piece and that diaphragmatic breathing every chance you can. When you're breathing in, like take it, like sit up nice and straight and take a deep breath. Yep. Horrible. Horrible.
I feel like such a dummy that this sounds all too simple. Yet I know it works. I trust you 110%.
You're not diaphragmatic breathing. That wasn't diaphragmatic breathing.
I gotta learn that. You've said that so many times. I just feel like a dummy.
No. Well, I repeat myself a lot the older I get.
Okay.
So let's practice it. Okay. And this is for organ function. Okay. So you put your hands on your stomach. Okay, and you're going to push in the stomach and blow out. So then breathe in and push your hands out. Blow out and push in. Breathe in and push out. And you'll see my chest is not moving. So breathe in, the stomach comes out. Blow out, push in. Nope, chest is still moving. That stomach, just imagine somebody punching you in the stomach. You're going to go, okay? And then you breathe in, and the tummy comes out. That, brother, diaphragmatic breathing throughout the day will strengthen that diaphragm. Getting that curve back in the neck, and this is free. All you need is a desk and, again, your nasal diaphragmatic breathing while you're doing this. So you're getting two birds with one stone. Okay, have the chiropractor forget about working with lasers or, you know, whatever the heck. We got to get you a posture pump or a dental roll to get that curve back.
I've seen the plain Tootsie Roll pillows in his office. I've seen them.
What? Get one.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'll slap him around if he doesn't do that for you.
He admires you. He heard you once or twice lecture live somewhere. He's originally from Wisconsin, I think, but he definitely respects you and speaks highly of you.
Yeah, when I go back to the touring again, because I used to give or take a seminar a month, and this was all around the country. God, it was fun. Okay, and hopefully, as long as face diapers don't come back in fashion, I'll get back on the circuit again.
Yeah, we definitely are at war. This is a silent cold war, and it may someday go hot. I hope not, but it. God be with America. We're yep. Falling. Yeah,
I'll give you an amen there.
God bless you for everything you do. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you, brother. Diaphragmatic breathe today, all day long.
I don't even get a B or a C on this. I think diaphragmatic breathing, I get a D today. I just don't know how, but you've explained it so many times, and I still don't know the correct way of doing it.
If we're sitting in my office, literally, this is what I tell everyone, and I don't care if it's a 80-year-old, sweet, gray-haired grandma, okay? I say, okay, put one hand on your stomach. Okay, I'm going to punch you in the stomach. And I get that like, huh? Yeah, I'm going to punch you in the stomach. And I think, well, what would happen if I did punch you in the stomach? Would you breathe in or would you blow out? Okay.
Well, for me, if you actually punched me, that might be an improvement.
No, I can't hit people anymore.
Okay.
So you push in and blow out, and you breathe in, it comes out. But it is hard to teach, and it's, you're not the only one, brother.
It sounds so simple when you do it. It's like, yeah, I can do that, but no, I can't. Evidently, I can't.
Mm-hmm. That's okay, man. You're gonna get practice.
I'll do that. Thank you.
See you, man.
God bless.
Okay, I've got a question in the chat room. Oh, my God, I feel official. John, can you speak about the overburden of lactic acid? Yeah, that's a hypoxic condition. Next question. No, I'm totally kidding. Okay, lactic acid is what your muscles produce when they're not getting enough oxygen. And that has to do with either breathing. But now here's the thing with lactic acid. In the 70s, they thought that you could give sodium bicarbonate to people to decrease the lactic acid. And they tried this on athletes. And sure enough, the athletes had a lot less soreness by taking sodium bicarb. Problem is, their performance fell as well. It turns out that lactic acid is a brilliant system in the body that the body produces when you're under low oxygen. So you're, you know, really straining as hard as you can. And it increases endurance and it increases strength. So that the nerves fire better and strength happens better. So if there's lactic acid where the body's sore, it means the person's not breathing well, and particularly not breathing during the exercise. But also look at the other three stressors. Okay. Lactic acid means possibly the blood's not really healthy. Okay. There could be a thickening of it because all of the joints in the body, and I'm talking finger, elbow, wrist, every joint is a hydraulic joint. So if the blood isn't healthy, then the joints start to desiccate out. And then that's going to cause soreness and pain everywhere. So it might not be the lactic acid. Lactic acid just means that you're not sufficiently getting an aerobic stimulus during your workout. But it more than likely is going to be thicker blood not getting to the joints, causing overall joint pain and everywhere else. And then also look at minerals. Without minerals, you can't utilize vitamins. And when you're in a painful state, you produce less stomach acid. So getting juicing, blending, that'll pre-digest it, but get increasing your minerals and oxygen will help tremendously. Now, here's one from Sharon Rorble. Inflammation, causes and corrections. You never want to correct inflammation. You want to help inflammation. Inflammation is literally how the body heals. So there's a lot of crazy people out there that say, well, you've got to decrease inflammation. No, you have to have tissue damage in order to have inflammation so the body can regenerate. That's literally how the system works. So if it's a local inflammation, fantastic. You want to put heat on there and allow it to heal, but give your body the right materials to rebuild the tissue. So if you have, say, inflammatory bowel disease, and this is what happens with most of the kids now that are going through the whole vaccine schedule, they're going to have inflamed gut. So I tell the parents to put moist heat on the abdomen to rush blood to the air. So you're increasing inflammation. And then look at the raw materials. Now, anti-inflammatories like Advil, Motrin, and Aleve, those stop the inflammation process. But inflammation is so effective that the body doesn't want to do anything half-assed. It's going to rebuild and tear down tissue, but it creates free radicals that can damage healthy tissue. Antioxidants like fresh fruit, vegetables, all plants, vitamin C, omega-3s, those are all those antioxidants deactivate the free radicals and allow the body to utilize inflammation to rebuild tissue. So the causes of inflammation are tissue damage. The correction is to help the inflammatory process, either by adding heat or antioxidants. Here's one, Shelley. How can I improve my sleep problems when Justin is on a 2 a.m. and you are on at 3 a.m.? Move. Okay, that was rude. No, you're going to... sometimes, and this is with everybody. Shelley, I'm with you, okay? It's sometimes you got to burn the candle at both ends. Sometimes, like when I'm flying, you know, you come in, you know, it's the jet lag, everything else. Sometimes you've got to stay up, do all-nighters where you've got to, you know, study or work or something. Just go back to resetting your circadian rhythms. Do the same thing. Do the journaling, the reading, the nightshades at whatever area you're at. Limit your sleep to 6.5 to 7.5 hours. Okay. And exercise half hour before or an hour before you go to bed, just light walking to get your blood moving. Meditation is a good one, and that'll get you working. Any discount code for FlexBeam? Yeah, there is. You know what? It's on the Dr. B VIP site. But I'll get one for the Extreme Health Academy. I'll find out. Okay. Where can I find the frequencies of the red lights needed? It's different because each tissue, and this is what Rife discovered. Royal Rife back in the 30s, that he was, and this is like the start of frequency technology. He was trying to build microscopes that would see smaller and smaller items. And he found out he was limited by the wavelength of white light. And so he started to change the frequency to red tones, blue tones. And he was able to, because they had red is more of a higher frequency. So it's more of a shorter space. Yeah. So you can see smaller things. And what's with that, he was putting certain tissue under certain frequencies and cancer cells and stuff would actually blow up. And so that's where that Rife machine or Rife technology works out. So it's not just red light. There's like the Juve light is ultraviolet and infrared. So two different frequencies of one is more the black violet blue stage, one's more the red state. And so it's blending those frequencies will have a different effect. That's why, like when I'm looking at the flex beam, they've done a boatload of stuff to change that influence, you know, so they're doing not just one red light, they're doing a couple of blue and red, this and this, to see, to experiment around to see what combination of frequencies will work. So there isn't just like one red light, it's really a combination of it. How long to be on the dent roll and how often? It's called dental roll, and it's human tissue, like every tissue in the world, okay? And I'm looking for a piece of paper or something, but any tissue in the world, if you put it under a force load, if you take any tissue in the world, okay, put it under a force load, it'll spring back to its original shape. Now, that's an elastic deformation. If you put it under a greater force load for a greater period of time, then that's called a plastic deformation. And so every tissue in this human beings cross that plastic elastic deformation curve at 18 minutes. And this is why every time you heard people from, you know, those people in marketing things, you only got to do this 20 minutes a day. That's because they're utilizing the 18 minutes under consistent pressure. So anytime you're doing a static exercise, and static means you're under a force load and you got to stay there, it's 18 minutes. And we always tell people 20 minutes. That's why, like on our pelvic health video, when you're going to use this water bottle behind you, 20 minutes in, 10 minutes out, 20 minutes in, 10 minutes out. And that's the same thing for posture pumps and everything else. Here. Let me see. I'm looking. Okay, Dr. B, I've been reading a few exciting books on hydrogen peroxide therapy, both IV and direct. Yeah, absolutely. Buddy, those things are fantastic. They work really, really well. And this, and a little bit a day, but also look at DMSO, which is phenomenal. But the Miracle Mineral Solution, the MMS, that chlorine dioxide, which is absolutely friggin' incredible. That's something that I'm taking about 3-4 days a week, and I've noticed a significant difference. What's interesting is the chlorine dioxide I've given to a bunch of patients, and I'm actually doing live blood cell analysis on it, and I'm seeing the prettiest red blood cells I've ever seen. Because a lot of times, I mean, red blood cells, they have an electronegative charge. So they're supposed to be separated so they can hold oxygen. They start to touch or overlap when you start to lose the electronegative charge, and that has to do with less stomach acid, so you're getting less amino acids in there. But the chlorine dioxide actually does a heck of a job in detoxing and oxygenating the blood. Now, and where do you get MMS? We get it. I got a link off of Andreas Klackner, his site, and it's with a K. And he is probably the worldwide expert to do it. And we are actually going to get a chlorine dioxide generator, so we can actually do IV chlorine dioxide at our clinic in Mexico. Now, OK, Okay. Nobody has a question. Oh, yeah. I've been taking DMSO and have premixed chlorine dioxide. Any suggestions? Yeah. DMSO works synergistically with iodine and synergistically with apple cider vinegar. So that is fantastic. I mean, to take it orally. Topically, be careful. Okay. When you look at all chlorine or when you're looking at the DMSO, it's going to say 99% pure, but then it's going to have a mixture. Generally, it's 70-30%, and that can burn skin. Okay, it can irritate it. You use at least a 50-50 mixture, and then you should not have an issue at all. Here's Dear Dracoli. 6 months post ankle plates and spins, plate and pins. Weekly physical therapy. Still have trouble with my gait. Trying not to limp. It's giving me lower back pain. Any suggestions for stretching? Absolutely. Number one, get a trochanter support to stabilize the pelvis. And then you've got to start doing that. Pelvic health video where you're going to sit there, because with that trauma, you're going to have an altered gait, and that altered gait is going to be hard to restore the ankle function. But now if you have a chiropractor there with the plates, pins, everything, you got to look at the calf a little bit different. You've got two bones down there, tibia and fibula. The tibia holds up the weight of the body. The fibula moves. So this is literally a joint going up the calf. Now, one of the things we do to literally every patient is we'll vibrate in between the tibia and fibula. And I'm talking, I've got a vibrator that I made them. And so this is literally a rubber ball on top of, you know, a jigsaw, and we're blasting out in between the tibia and fibula, because there's got to be movement of that fibula in order to restore the foot to come up. So there's going to be scar tissue from the surgery, scar tissue from the trauma, altered gait, unstable pelvis. And you get all of those, then you're going to start to work better, because the physical therapist, they're not going to be they work on a prescription usually from a medical doctor who has little to no knowledge of the secondary effects of a fractured ankle. They're going to look at a fractured ankle as a fractured ankle problem and not as a secondary to it's going to cause knee issues, calf issues, pelvic issues, sleep issues, okay, and then tissue production issues because you've been in a stress state. And then the pain relievers and stuff they give you are anti-inflammatories, and that's going to further cause a destruction of it, destruction of the tissue. So, yeah, don't just look at the stretching. Get that thing working right. Yeah. Now, oh, somebody just said, yeah, we do have a $50 off the flex meet. That's kind of cool. Yeah, that's some of the stuff that I never know. Okay, so if no questions, I got to tell you about the course that we're doing, okay, in Thailand. And this is going to be, it's all on thoracic area, but we're doing it for regenerative doctors. And it's interesting because we have a regenerative doctor in Mexico, and I was asking her, what do you guys regenerate? I mean, what's your parameters? If you're a regenerative doctor, okay, are you actually measuring something, doing a therapy, and measuring something again to find out? And she looked at me with that deer in the headlights look of like, oh my God, no, I just like the title regenerative. It sounds better than drug pusher. So we're going to actually prescribe or give these doctors things that they can prescribe to regenerate the curve in the neck, to regenerate the intestinal tract for inflammatory bowel disease, not just prescribe a vitamin or, you know, physical therapy. Okay. They're going to actually give prescriptions. Now these guys, they're not physical therapists. They're not corrective chiropractors. you know, they don't want to like work on somebody to physically stretch something or to adjust something. So it's interesting that I'm giving a lot of self exercises. And this is what I want to talk to Justin about to put on the site, because they're totally cool. One of them is on how to decompress a disc, you could decompress a disc at home. Now, if you see the pelvic health video, we talk about water bottles and stuff, place the bottom of the elbows, the bottom of the back, but how to decompress your own disc. Like if your back is just hurting like hell, you get an armchair or you can back two chairs up, put your arms on that and you push down and you're going to lift your butt off of the chair. That decompresses the discs. Then if you have a foam piece or a water bottle behind you, you're going to have a force loading going from the back as well as distracting it. And you do that, discs get their nutrients through imbibition, through movement. So you're distracting the joint, allowing fluid to flow into there, and that's going to take the pressure off the nerves. Then how to sit backwards, like you would see in a cowboy movie, how that's going to approximate the pelvis and take stress off. So we're going to have a lot of these little videos that are self-care, because my goal with all of this stuff is to turn everybody into chiropractors that don't adjust. So you get something, you get a problem, you know how to fix it. Okay, neurovisors. Any results for brain injured or psych injured? Actually, I'm experimenting around with that. I got two of the neurovisors and I tried it on myself. I've got three people living at my house. I'm trying it on everyone. I gave it to a couple of people who've got severe anxiety. And when somebody's got psych injured, okay, their heart is broken. You've got to get both halves of the brain to get stimulus to have a calming effect on the person. This is why you're shaking if you're in extreme stress, because that movement has a calming effect on you. So that movement is going to be good for the psych injured and brain injured. You've got to get both halves of the brain to fire, but you also got to get that cerebral spinal fluid flowing. Then you got to look on brain injured or psych injured. You got to look at the gut brain connection. So you got to heal that gut. So on any brain injury, and I'm talking traumatic brain injury, stroke, Parkinson's, MS, all of those things are brain injuries and they've got to be treated as such. So you got to get the gut brain connection working. Bill K.
Hello, sir. How are we doing this fine and sunny day?
Really good. It's fine and sunny here in California. I like that.
Yeah, I'm in Northern California. You're probably a little shade cooler than me, though.
Oh, yeah. It's nice here. What's going on, sir?
Well, I went through a round of chemo to treat HPV 16. Neck and throat cancer, and a couple shots of radiation. I was the tumor that was initiated, located in my throat, has, of course, I've been doing naturopathic stuff before they decided what they were going to do, and the tumor is gone. I have they have found the cancer, same span of cancer, HPV 16, in my and bones, liver, pancreas. The facility down there that down there by your facility there in TJ, do you have to have a passport to get down there?
No, you need a passport to come back, okay, but not a passport to go in. You just go in and...
You know, I have to have a vaccine to come back, right?
Oh, hell no. No, just a Biden t-shirt.
Yeah.
No, man, I go down and back every week. There's no vaccine requirement or any of that stuff. No, but what you've got, think of this. All cancers are systemic first. Then they present locally. So the oncologist is backwards. The cancer didn't start in the throat and spread to the bones or in the pancreas. It's always been throughout the body, but it's presenting locally. So you got to look, particularly in the throat area. What we've seen consistently is dental toxicities. And this is going to be cavitations, root canals, mercury fillings, chronic sinusitis, and cervical problems. So start fixing. If your body is building it faster than it's breaking down, that's good. And so what I tell everybody, particularly coming off of the American medical system, they're trying to give you poisonous chemicals that will kill fast-growing cells. And they want to kill those fast-growing cells that they call tumors or anything else. And they gauge it on shrinking the tumor, has that's effective. And that's a foolish approach. Because, I mean, if you've ever had a zit before, you know, were you ever a teenager?
Oh, never.
Well, the zit gets bigger and bigger and bigger because it's starting to heal. Then it gets a head on it. Then it bursts. And then it, you know, then it's okay. You know, it was called puberty, Bill.
Yeah.
So this, the shrinking of the tumor. Yeah, the shrink of the tumor doesn't mean that your body is getting healthier. And don't worry about its spread. It was already there in the first place. So look at dental health. And I'd recommend getting a full body thermography. And this way you can see areas of increased metabolic response.
You already did that.
Okay, what did the liver, was there a hot spot on the liver and a hot spot on the right chest area?
You showed hot spots on the where the initial ulcers were on the right side, and you did show the hot spot where the initial tumor was at. I'd have to look at the thermography.
Okay, now
I had a lot of, you had mentioned I had a lot of let's say trauma in my my spine because I had been there for a few adjustments, but coming from Northern California and Southern California, my financial situation, I was not able to. I've been doing stuff locally with my chiropractors up here. But once I got diagnosed with the cancer, I had so much pain in the right side of my head that I could not sleep at night.
Now this, brother, when I said right side, it did, because what I'm asking you, full body thermography, did it show the liver and the right side of the chest a hot spot? And you said, yeah, right side. That lymph for the lung and mouth drained to the right thoracic area.
Right.
Okay. So this means that there is going to be some dental contributing factors.
Okay.
And this we've got to get, you know, stress x-rays of the neck, the low back, everything else. You've got to heal the gut because that's 80% of the immune system. We know the gut's not going to be healthy. And we've got to change the sleep patterns because I know you're not sleeping good.
Actually, lately I have.
Lately. Excellent. Good. you know. There you go. The pain's going to wake you up, or you got to get up to pee or something. Right. No, man, when I say change the sleep patterns, I mean every freaking night. You're going to go to bed and you're going to wake up refreshed, and you're not going to get up at night to pee every night. And I'm talking, when was the last time you had 7 days of going to bed, sleeping all night, waking up refreshed? Okay. That's when the body regenerates. Then you've got to look at the emotional component, because that's scary, man. Going through chemotherapy, this is heart-wrenching. This is life-changing.
Oh, it's terrible. So, I got a case of thrush. It was awful.
Oh, yeah. And then that stuff stays in the body for a year. Okay, so there's a lot of emotional component, too. And that's why that neurolinguistic programming is so good. You know, the IM exercises, symmetrical walking outside, diaphragmatic breathing so you can oxygenate the brain. And then you've got to pre-digest everything. And I'm talking juicing and blending for forever, because this is why Gerson therapy has been reversing cancer for 80 years. And what do they use? Carrot juice, pancreatic enzymes. But that juicing is powerful antioxidants. And that allows the inflammation process that your body is going through. Because inflammation is how the body heals itself. Okay?
Yep, I hear you.
Okay, brother. Man, make it down and, you know, we'll bring your thermography and x-rays. Or send them through, and I'll go over and
give you some suggestions. I've got your file. Aren't you tied into the Huntington Beach system?
Well, I'm in I got a clinic in Huntington Beach. I'm there Monday through Wednesday. Then I'm at our clinic in Tijuana Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, well, I did it there in Huntington Beach.
Oh, cool.
So I'll email you information on your email address and then follow up with you on next week.
Yeah, because we got to get you down to Mexico and get your body detoxed and strengthened.
Yeah, I was looking at a program up here. Would they be able to tell me the rates for if I stay there for a week or so? Because isn't it a resident program?
We're connected to a hotel, and the hotel has a medical floor where it's got a 24-hour nursing staff. And then there's a regular hotel, depending on what you need, because we have some really, really sick people down there. But in order to get a passport, you can get a passport within a week, okay, if you have a special medical condition, and we'll just get you a prescription for therapies down there, and then the State Department will rush it through.
Okay. I'll contact you tomorrow.
Excellent, man. We'll get you better. God bless you,
sir.
Okay. Here's a question. Corey, do you have any movement recommendations for tightness in the jaw like TMJ? Boy, do I. Okay. And this is going to be kind of a fun exercise. So the jaw is typically going to be tight on one side or the other. So when you open the jaw, and I'm going to open my jaw, and you'll see my jaw goes pretty much even. If your jaw is going like that, okay, off to one side. That side that it's going to is generally the fixated side. So what you want to do, you want to strengthen the other side. But first, work the masseter. And that's going right down this jawbone where you're going to massage it. Although if you got a beard, it's going to feel like you're petting something. Okay, you're going to massage the masseter, massage the temporalis, but then you put your tongue on the top back front of the teeth on the side that it's running over to. So now let's say it's running over and this is my right side. So it's fixated on the right. I'm going to put my tongue on the top behind the front teeth on the right. Like, yeah. So it's not in the middle. It's not on this side. It's over this side. And leave the tongue stuck on the top of the mouth and then open your mouth. You'll feel the other side fire off. And this is going to be the pterygoids. It's going to be everything. So strengthening the opposite side, but also I've never seen a TMJ issue without an upper cervical problem too. C1 in particular. So TMJ, C1 is going to be huge. And hot flashes, that has to do with hormone changes. Now, the way that a body works, girls' bodies, every 28 days, their body is spending a huge amount of energy to prepare the body to give birth to a child. And that's building a uterine lining, eliminating the endometrium, getting the egg bursting out. And so there's progesterone and estrogens and all of these hormones. When a woman's body starts to go away from getting ready every 28 days to give birth, then the body can start to focus in on deep, deep healing. And this is where a lot of the hot flashes are going to come from. But these hot flashes can be absolutely friggin' miserable. There's some things that you can do. You can get, look at gut health, look at emotional health, look at poor sleep patterns. All of these things will make it worse. So doing the emotional therapy, like the neurolinguistic programming, daily meditation will take care of the emotional component. Look at the physical component. Make sure you're getting your body adjusted. Find a good nature path, okay, that can, don't forget about bioidentical hormones. Those things, they're not identical and they're not 100% bioavailable. Okay, but look at wild Mexican yam is good. Black cohosh is good. But you can't expect to get rid of hot flashes when you're only addressing black cohosh and wild Mexican yam. You got to look at all three stressors, because if you're not sleeping good at night because of, oh, let's say that you've got a job to do, or let's say that you've been watching a friend's dog who's 80 pounds, for forever. Vitamin E. And stop eating spicy foods. Okay, this is my wife who's talking to me. She knows everything about this. Yeah, but they will pass. They will pass. Look at the physical, chemical, emotional. Okay, here's cold.
Wait, can I ask a question on that with the spicy food? Because there was you recommended cayenne pepper to somebody earlier, and I had a similar, I was like, ooh, you know, every meal. And I thought that would be good for me for whatever you were recommending it for.
Well, the coolest thing, Corey, is by cayenne supplements. Okay, it's a vasodilator. Okay, that means it's opening up the blood vessels. It also thins the blood.
Okay.
One of the best books, and this is really mind blowing. It's called Left for Dead.
Okay.
And this guy went through a failed cardiac bypass surgery, and you're looking at 30% of them fail.
Wow.
And so he popped his chest, did the operation, and he was getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And he found out about cayenne supplements, and instantly it vasodilated. So when you get somebody that says, oh, your artery is 95% clogged, this stuff's got soluble fibers and it opens up the blood vessels and you can clean arteries. Okay. I mean, Linus Pauling was doing it 40 years ago with L-lysine and vitamin C high dose. But anytime you're doing juicing and blending, okay, that's breaking down the fibers and that turns it into soluble fibers, which can clean the arteries. But the cayenne supplements actually open up and vasodilate. That's
okay,
totally
so cool. Would that be okay though with the, if I'm trying to avoid spicy foods for the hot flashes or the
well, my sweetheart, this is the first I've heard about spicy foods.
Well, I don't do spicy foods anyway, because I have a sensitive stomach. So that's not a problem, but I have taken cayenne for when I've had colds or things like that, you know, and I just like one at night or something. So I'm just wondering if that would make the hot flashes worse, the cayenne pepper.
I don't know. It might, because a lot of people, when they're taking spicy foods, because I want to talk to, did you get that from Alex, that advice?
I also heard avocado is really good for hot flashes.
Okay, good. So yeah, good. Avocados are good too. And Extreme Health Academy has really good vitamin E from MetaLife. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you to your wife. That's awesome.
I'm gonna just say here, dear.
Okay, cool. She's vitamin E. What was the last? You said vitamin E
from Extreme Health Academy. MetLife, is it, dear? What was the vitamin E brand?
MetLife,
something like that.
Micolife.
Yeah, okay.
Micolife?
Mm-hmm. Micolife?
Metolife.
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 Oh, and this.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I think Sarah's going to take over this.
It's like a plan.
So, and one more question. I have a patient with dementia, a well-known surgeon, wondering if you have quick tips. Yeah, dementia patients, you've got to treat it like a stroke. And this means you've got to get both halves of the brain to stimulate. A well-known surgeon, he's probably taking blood pressure, cholesterol, and type 2 diabetes drugs, okay, or one or a combination of them. He might even be taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which also can be a problem. He might have dental toxicity. So you look at dementia as somebody that just had a stroke. And so look at the physical, chemical, emotional stress. Symmetrical movement will get both halves of the brain to fire. That's going to be key. But he is going to have a major gut issue. He's got to get off the medications, because that's going to be one of the main contributing factors. Tell him to not get the flu shot, because that still does have thermiosol or mercury in it. If he got the COVID shot, his blood is going to be thick. And that brain, that little 3-pound brain, burns 90% of the body's oxygen and 30% of the body's calories. So you got to get that the blood healthy and the brain stimulated. And look at super high fat diets like keto for, you know, 3 weeks out of the month. But high fat helps brain function, but we've got to heal the gut brain connection. May I have your contact information for the California Clinic? Yeah. The phone number is 714-962-5891. That's 714-962-5891. And it's in Huntington Beach, California, Bergman Family Chiropractic. And I'll be there tomorrow at 5:30 in the morning. And what causes stiff fingers after waking up in the morning? Typically it's going to be blood. Okay. That when you're open like this or sleeping like this, and you open and it's all sore and everything, it means the blood's not healthy, not getting into the joints. So look at, increasing water would be really, really good, because it's not just the stiff joints in the morning. When you start to move them, you're opening and closing the joint, creating a negative and positive pressure. So blood is flowing into them. So it means that they're desiccating or drying up at night from not moving them. So that means you've got to get healthier cartilage. So, you know, the same stuff, you juicing and blending, increasing hydration. And look at the nerves that supply those fingers, because it could be a neck issue like forward head carriage compromising the blood supply or nerve supply to that area. And do I know the author of Left 4 Dead? No. But this was Left 4 Dead. It was failed cardiac surgery. Okay. So I put Left 4 Dead. And then second in the Google search, failed cardiac surgery. And you should be able to hear it. Let me find out. Yeah, Left 4 Dead. There it is. Yeah, it is a true story by Dick Quinnen. Oh, okay. You know what? Here, let me try this. Share screen. Okay, can everybody see that? Yeah, okay. That is a bitchin' book.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. That's cool. I'm just, you know, I've been teaching for decades, and just now, anytime I can do something cool like that on a computer, I feel like I've really accomplished something. Okay. So, well, no more questions. So we've been going an hour and a half. If anybody has any other questions, if not, oh, there it is. Mohammed, are you there? Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, Dr. V.
Hello, my brother. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Can you hear me? Yes, I can. There was a little interruption there, and I got scared.
Okay. I have a question about the jaw muscle exercise. Mm-hmm. If the jaw goes to the left, the tongue goes to the opposite side, right?
The tongue goes to the same side. And try it with me right now, because this is a hard one to learn remotely. So okay. Put your tongue on the top, on the behind the right teeth, the teeth on the right. And so the tongue is stuck up there, and then leave it stuck up there. And feel the muscles on the other side fire off.
Mm-hmm.
That's because if it's swinging off to this side, it means either this is weak or this is fixated. Okay. The only way to fixate is to adjust it, but you know, and to adjust it, there's a lot of things that you got to do. The jaw, literally, the TMJ is the coolest friggin' thing ever. It pivots the first 15 degrees, then falls out of the socket. So there's a floating disc. So there is a boatload of stuff that you've got to do to correct a TMJ. But that's one of the classes I taught. So I'm like a big, big advocate of that.
Yeah. Once I had when I do this, I hear a sound like something crack.
Popping and cracking. Yep. Yeah. That means that there's going to be two problems. One, always, 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 there's an upper cervical problem along with the TMJ. That's why, like, to teach dentists, because I've got four dentists working with me down in Mexico, I can't teach them to adjust the TMJ because you've got to correct the cervical spine as well. But there are certain adjustments, but working the masseter, working the temporalis muscle, all of that. And then right here, the cheekbones, those are called the zygomatics. Yeah. If you follow it back and go straight down below, you're going to see that's right where the jaw is. That's right where the temporal mandibular joint is. And there may be tenderness on one side or the other. And that's also going to be one of the self-diagnostics that you can do.
Yeah. Can you explain this? You said relax this muscle.
Yeah, that there's two big muscles that close the jaw. The temporalis, which is right over here, over the temporal bone. And you can even, like, when you put your hand here, like, kind of over the ear, a little bit in front, and open and close your jaw, and you'll feel that muscle work. So doing cross fiber massages on it, and cross fiber on the mandible, and that's the masseter, then you can start to work the tissue a little bit more. There's, you know what, that's, Mohammed, that's a really good idea, because I'm trying to do videos for people to self-adjust themselves. You know,
that's a good idea.
I'm going to do one on TMJ. Oh my God, that's really cool. Okay, good. Thank you for that.
No, thank you. The neck exercise. Okay, when I do it like this, when my hand is pushing the jawbone, it is negatively affecting the teeth. If I do it, if I do it at night, now I can sleep for 8 hours without needing to wake up to be okay. So I sleep nice.
Thank God.
When I do the neck exercise, that night I will have to wake up to be. I think it is negatively affecting the nerve. When I do it like this, it affecting the teeth. Next day, my teeth will hurt, especially the frontal teeth.
Okay, I've got an exercise for you. Okay, this is going to be cool. It's like, I know, pick me. I got the answer. So when you're doing this, you can put your thumb underneath the hard part of your chin, and you're going to not push in like this, you're going to pull it out a little. So you're distracting the jaw a bit. So it's almost like you're pulling the soft tissue here out. And that, keep your jaw closed, and then deep breathe. That should alleviate it. But also I'd go beside the zygomatics and literally start working that tissue, that socket. Because you're going to see one side's tighter than the other side. There's going to be one side here or here that's going to be tender, going from your cheekbone straight down right in front of your ear. Now, that's going to be tender on most everybody, but it's going to be really, really tender on your system.
Yeah. Okay. I do this like this. I pull the jaw in this direction out.
That'll help a bit. Yep, it will.
Another question about the DMSO. Can you promote a product, or should I buy anything on Amazon?
DMSO is pretty much DMSO. You know, because it's an industrial solvent and it's not like organic or anything.
Lyme disease. And I'm speaking to you.
Whoa, what was that? Okay. Yeah, so it's, but there is, it does give you an odor if you're taking it orally, even if you're putting it topically. People will say it smells like canned corn. Now, one of the things that we've had, and this blew my mind, I've got a DMSO that I get from Mexico, and we're starting to sell it at our clinic up here because we just found out it's legal. But it has an extra methyl group or a sulfur group on it. And so it doesn't have that smell at all. And you still get the same benefits. So call up our office in Huntington Beach and I'll take a picture of it. And because we get ours from Mexico, you know, yeah. And it might be a brand or, you know, what part of the world do you live in?
Libya.
Okay. Yeah. It's shipping it over there would be a challenge now.
Yeah. There is, oh. By the way, there is no Mexican embassy here. So I have to go to other country to get a visa. It's a little bit of a challenge, but I'm working on it.
God bless you, man. Okay, yeah. And make sure that DMSO works super synergistically. I mean, just like it. Together with apple cider vinegar and iodine. Yeah. Okay, so always mix it with something and a little shot of water, and it is just incredible.
Yeah, I am working on it. The colloidal silver, is it good or
the colloidal silver?
Cover. Not silver. Cover.
I don't cover. Colloidal
copper.
Oh, colloidal copper.
Copper.
I never heard of that. Colloidal gold is good for viruses. Colloidal silver is good for bacteria. I've never heard of colloidal copper. What's it for?
I don't know. I hear about it from Justin, I think, on Instagram.
Oh, Justin would know. I'd put that in not this chat, but I'd ask him. Yeah, because I mean, Justin is like a mad health scientist. he's got knowledge bases in freaking everywhere. Yeah, his kids are gonna run the world. I mean, they really, really will. Yeah.
Okay, juicing. How can juicing negatively affect the intestine? When I consume a lot of vegetable juicing, the stomach make this sound, weird sound, like... So what I can do and what is exactly happening?
Okay, one of the things is that the juicing that you're getting, okay, it's going to affect the ecosystem of the gut. And inside of that gut, inside of your gut, you have bacteria, mold, yeast, funguses. You've got a lot of different bugs in there. When we were back living more naturally with our environment, we had 30,000 different species inside of our gut. And anytime that you introduce something in there, it's going to create a competitive environment where some are going to like the juice, some are not going to like the juice. And if you've ever heard of someone eating beans and then getting farting afterwards, and what I would tell people is blame it on the bacteria, because it's the bacteria breaking down the proteins in the beans, and that creates a gas. And so it really depends on the flora. Make sure that you can get some fermented foods. Okay. But hopefully, like in the markets and stuff, oh my God, can you imagine the food markets in Libya, the farmers markets? Oh yeah. God, that's gotta be fun. You're talking spices from everywhere. Oh yeah. If we had a different political climate, I would so go there. Oh my God, the history, everything.
You always come in anytime.
I would love to, man. But and then also too, carbohydrates, because juicing is mainly carbohydrates. It begins in the mouth. Okay, protein digestion is in the stomach. Fat digestion is right next to the stomach where the liver is and the pancreas. So when you're doing this, what we tell people, if they have a reaction that way, chew the juice. It sounds weird. You're going to drink it and swirl it around in your mouth and stuff, and then swallow it to stimulate the glands. You might even want to take a papaya there's digestive enzymes made out of papaya, but just a papaya with meals. It has a salivary amylase, which is a digestive enzyme. And then that will break it down. Because there's only three enzymes. There's protease, amylase, and lipase for the fat, carbohydrates, and proteins. So a little digestive enzymes will also help.
Yeah. Also, if I consume a lot of high content fructose fruits, especially at winter, it will make me feel cold. Mm-hmm. I think it's... overgrowth of something, candida or anything.
Yeah, that's why getting the digestive enzymes, because if you're not sleeping good or have stress, your body's producing less stomach acid. If you're not, then your stomach is going to be breaking down the breakdown and buildup of process, the digestion will work correctly. If it's not working correctly, it could be physical, chemical, emotional stress, or difference in bacteria. Like we have a thing, it's called Montezuma's Revenge. Americans that go to Mexico get diarrhea because, they'll say, oh, the food's bad. No, the food's fantastic. Okay, but you're changing your gut flora. You're changing the bacteria in there, and then you get diarrhea. And then luckily the appendix is there to repopulate the intestinal tract so you can adjust to the new environment. So, so look at more fermented foods or local. Man, I'd go to the street market and eat everything from everybody's table, and you'll get some good environmental bacteria from it.
Yeah, okay. Another question about the flex bean. It's from what I understand, it's just increasing the metabolic processes in some area. It's not fixing the spine, right?
Not at all. It's just increasing the metabolism. And figure, like when they put it on the spine, okay, to make it feel better, it's not making it feel better. Pain is inflammation. Inflammation is tissue damage. So this increases the metabolism to do the repair process. Just like putting a hot pack on, but the flex beam does it a little bit different. And that's all it does. It's not going to realign it, but it'll help the tissue in the area.
Yeah, yeah. Last questions. How can a decompressing exercise make a disc more compressed? When I do the this exercise, when I hang out on a bar, making the body weight pull me down, it make the pain, low back pain and left leg pain worse. How is that happening? It's supposed to decompress the disc, not...
Yeah, but you're going, this is so cool. Okay, so now when we look at the spine, and here, let me grab this. I happen to have the ultimate prop. Luckily, I'm on a sailboat, so I have a lot of ropes. Okay, so when you're decompressing, you're stretching it like this, okay?
Okay.
If your spine is bent like this, and you're pulling it straight, there's going to be an uneven force loading on that. And you're going to feel it more on one side or the other. Okay, that's why you got to do this decompression exercise. And I just filmed it. And I know I said it about three times, but I want to get this out there. If you have a chair with arms that you can, the armchair, put a water bottle behind you So this way, the way the spine works is you have curves that go in this direction, and that's the neck curve and the low back curve. It's called Lordotic curve. So to get a traction, you also have to have a force going in this way. So you want to have not just this way, but so you're having in two dimensions, this direction and this direction at the same time. So put the water bottle a little bit higher. Your butt comes off of the chair and lean back into it. So you're going to do a pumping action. Because just hanging from the...
The problem with this exercise, it hurts my shoulder.
Oh, this exercise?
Yeah. And this muscles on the bottom of the chest, left chest.
What you might want to do, okay, look at our shoulder exercises, because you probably have impingement of the shoulder, but you can also put the back of two chairs. So one chair here, and it could almost go underneath your arms. So you're using almost your chest muscles to lift it. And you don't need to lift up that much, just so your butt comes off of the chair, just so it decreases some of the stress. Because I've had 85, 90-year-old people do this, and they're only moving like this far, and that's enough. That's enough, because discs get their nutrients through imbibition or through movement.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, brother.
And I got one other question here. It says, can I repeat my office in Huntington Beach again? Yep. Our phone number is 714-962-5891. And if you go on any kind of Google search, still, type in Bergman Family Chiropractic and the website will pop up. But yeah, it's cool. And well, I got to tell you, oh, wait here. Here we're opening a clinic in Thailand. When, where? Exciting to hear you're opening a clinic in Thailand. When, where, what services will be provided? What's the name and contact number? Please, can't wait. We've got like four clinics that are looking to partner with us. And what we're going to do there is the same thing we're doing at our clinic, at this project in Rosarita. It's going to be an in-house facility where you come in there a week to 2 weeks, a couple of times a year, depending on your health goals. And we're going to detox your system. We're going to look at the physical, chemical, emotional stressors. If there's dental toxicities, IVs, exercises, yoga, mental exercises. So we're literally going to have meditation classes, sound vibration meditation classes, pre and post x-rays, because we could get 30 adjustments in 2 weeks. And so this is going to be correcting the structure, healing the gut, changing the floor, teaching people how to cook and eat, looking at the blood analysis before, blood analysis afterwards. So it's crazy good. Okay, and one, Corey, neck isometric exercises for strength, side to side, pushing against the hand. Hope this makes sense. I always feel a little adjustment in the neck, same going backwards and forwards. And what that is you're applying pressure, but not moving. So it's isometric. Isotonic means you're having one pressure while you're moving it. So I'm not a big fan of that. You're not getting an adjustment. You are going to get a pop. So that means that there's pressure in there. The spine gets its strength from the curves. If you're a wrestler, if you're involved in headbutting someone and using your neck muscles for strength, or boxer or football player or something, or soccer player, you're going to want to strengthen those muscles. So for an athlete, that's good. To correct a neck problem, I'm not a big fan of. And man, I think that's it. So hey, thank you for everybody attending. I hope you had fun. I did. And I'm a little bit behind on the questions, but I'm check out Extreme Health Academy, because I'm going to finish May and June next weekend, all the questions. So I'm behind, but I'm working as fast as I can. So God bless you all. And Mohammed, you're doing that right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dr. V.
See you, everybody. Bye, bye. God bless you.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.